Sondern der Grund, warum sie es am Kopf haben, ist, sind sie sich doch überlegt.
Welcome to the Education Center, everyone. My name is Jen. I'm the current Facility Program Coordinator here at the Education Center. I feel a great happiness in introducing Leshy Tuptum Rapton, who has graduated with the highest possible honor from Sarah Monastic University in the south of India. A Leshy degree takes over 20 years to achieve. The closest thing in the West is a master's degree. However, this pales in comparison with the knowledge and wisdom that a Leshy possesses. Here in the Wistic Forest of Bendigo, it is extremely rare and fortunate for us to have a teacher with his training and these qualities to share their wisdom. This is the auspicious occasion of the first teaching from Leshy Rapton here in Itusha Gompa. Please relax, enjoy, and listen carefully. Thank you, Leshy.
So Gana says today we meet for the first time. So hello to everyone, Tashi Dele to everyone. So we're meeting for the first time today and I'm really pleased about this. And I hope that we develop a good relationship together. So the reason we've all come here today, we've all come from our homes or from far away, is not just to have a good time and just to be a little happy together. We've come for a more special reason than for that. So in general, we are all really exactly the same. We all look for happiness. Wherever we are from in the world, wherever we are, we seek happiness. And that's why we've all come here today.
So
it's really for this reason of all seeking happiness and wanting to be more content in our lives that we've all come here today. And so when I say that, I hope that we all develop a good relationship and we have a long-term relationship together. It's really with this motivation that we all are seeking happiness and we will achieve that happiness and dependence on each other. So therefore it's necessary that this relationship turns out well and for all of us, because it's happiness is what we are all seeking.
Mm.
So amongst people, there are people that we describe as better people and people who maybe don't describe in such a way. So it's important that we understand the reasons why we consider some people to be better people. If you take the word good, there are many divisions that one can make with the word good. So we can look at things, we can look at people, we can look at food, many different things we can describe with this word good. So today we're going to talk about in particular how a person can turn out to be good, how a person can develop their own good qualities. So someone who's healthy and has a good body, someone who's has good clothes and presents themselves nicely, this isn't the kind of person that we refer to as a good person, even if they have these good external things. So someone who's wealthy and someone who's maybe impressive in how they present themselves, this is not someone that we necessarily describe as being a good person. And likewise, someone who has a lot of power may be connected to their work, or someone who's very brave. These, again, aren't necessary qualities that we ascribe to someone whom we call a good person. Whereas whatever age someone is, whether they're young or they're middle-aged or they're old, these are all people who can be called good people.
And
someone who gives us difficulties, who makes problems for us, whether we're young or whether we're more middle-aged or whether we're older, these are all kinds of people that we also don't describe as good and we prefer not to be around.
So
then now we've looked at many classifications of what we don't consider as necessary components for a good person. So what is a good person? And everyone would really agree that a good person is someone who's kind-hearted, who thinks about others, who's altruistic, who's compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think back to what was said before, then the opposites of those, so someone, for example, who doesn't have good clothes, such a person is not who we call a bad person. So if we look at all those criteria that were mentioned before and we take the opposites, these don't make bad people. So if we think of all the opposites of what we looked at before, these aren't qualities or attributes that we would put to a bad person either, or a person of a bad nature. Rather, it's someone who has a harmful personality, someone who doesn't, who is selfish and doesn't look out for the benefit of others, but is only looking out for themselves, and someone with a bad motivation who engages in harmful activities. This is generally what we consider to be a bad-natured person. And generally, when we talk about someone who we consider as a good person, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily always working for the welfare of others or always good-hearted. Because most of us, at times, we are better-natured, and at times we are less better-natured. So we all tend to be a bit mixed like that. But generally, what we consider the characteristics of someone who is good-natured and is someone who is kind-hearted and altruistic. So if we think of someone who we consider to be kind-hearted and good-natured, of course they're human beings, so we'll be able to think of illustrations where things weren't going how they hoped they were going, and they would have maybe got a bit upset. So this doesn't take away from that person still being a kind-hearted and a good person. So within our mental continuum, we all have the qualities of being good-natured and kind-hearted. So this is something that we all possess within us. So what really differentiates and divides people, whether they are generally kind-hearted and good-natured, or generally they're not so much, is that it's not that they have something missing inside themselves, but it's rather that these good qualities of being kind-hearted, whether they are familiar with them and whether they have developed them, because through meditating or through cultivating their good qualities, they will strengthen and they'll grow, and anyone and everyone can become more and more kind-hearted. Through cultivating our innate minds, through cultivating our minds of love and compassion that we all have, these minds will strengthen and become more dominant and more prominent within us. So this is something that we can all do.
When I
So if you think of the an illustration of sports people, they've had to really train and practice a tremendous amount to get to their level of performance right now. And if we were to try and imitate them, for sure we would not be able to come anywhere close to what they've achieved. And that's really down to the amount of energy and practice, or the amount of practice and familiarization that they've put into developing that skill, as opposed to ourselves who haven't. So it's really through having great these sports people that have great interest in what they want to achieve. So they practice a lot and make really great efforts and overcome a lot of difficulties to achieve what they want to achieve. And it's through applying consistent effort like that that they achieve the outstanding results that they do. And how this can apply to our everyday working life is if we go to work just with the motivation of, so I'm going to work today, how is this going to benefit me? How is my own personal circumstance going to improve from the effort I make today? That's not really the kind of motivation that we're talking about here to try and develop ourselves as better people. But if we go to work with the awareness that we're working together in a community, and through our energy our community will do better, and whether that could be our company or the group of people we're with, but whatever work we do, it has an impact on those around us. And if we have the motivation that through this energy and effort that I'm going to make today, that those around me and my community are going to benefit from that, then that is developing good qualities within us, and the effort that we make will bring a beneficial result for many people.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So if we're walking along a road and a big dog wants to bite us and he starts barking and barking, then of course we are a bit afraid. So he can come up to us and bite us, of course. So to prevent this happening, we can try and scare him away, maybe threaten to throw a stone or hold a big stick to try and scare this threatening dog away.
So rather
than responding in that way, if we've developed minds of love and compassion, then when we meet one of these large threatening dogs, through having this developed mind of love and compassion, that dog is going to relate to us very differently, and this whole turn of events would come out very differently.
So rather,
if we've familiarized ourselves with the altruistic thinking, when we see a dog like this, we immediately have a good mind naturally arising. And if we have a bit of food, we could give the dog something to eat. And seeing the dog regularly when we have our walks, we develop a relationship with the dog. And so instead of when we're meeting this dog that it barks and threatens us, rather jump up and lick us. So through the development of the altruistic mind, not only are you yourself happier, but the dog itself doesn't get happy, in fact, get angry, but the dog actually gets a friend. And more so, the owner of the dog, she doesn't need to worry that, oh, my dog is maybe going to bite passers-by. So even the owner of the dog will be indirectly happy. So if instead of developing this altruistic mind and a loving mind towards others, we just respond with anger, then there's a back to the dog. The dog is certainly going to respond to us in a more threatening way, and we may well get bitten. So we certainly won't be happy if we've been bitten. The dog in its mind is going to be obviously angry as well. And the owner, she's going to be upset because her dog has hurt someone else, and her dog may be compounded by the authorities and the like. So it just becomes a very unhappy situation for everyone. Whereas if someone has developed the mind of love and compassion, then wherever she goes and whomever she meets, people are happy to meet her, and it's almost like a natural and spontaneous arising of joy at meeting such a person. Someone who understands the benefits of the altruistic mind and makes effort to familiarize themselves with it and strengthens this mind within themselves, this is the kind of person that we call a good person, a kind-hearted person. So within every country, the entire population has the same wish of wanting happiness.
Surrounding the country, around all the borders, there will be the protectors of the country. So it would be the military and the navy, or if it has the country has a land border, it would be the army protecting the border there. So the country is surrounded by a military force to protect the people inside. So the function of the military that is surrounding and protecting the country is to prevent people that are seen to be harmful from entering the country. So people who come in with a negative intention to harm those who live in the country. Whereas if there are others who wish to come to the country and they have particular skills that can benefit the country, then they either receive permission to come or they are invited themselves to enter the country. This isn't entirely clear, but it's something like around us we have six types of way. We don't have a border around us, but we have six ways maybe to protect us. This last word I'm not too sure of, but we'll see where this is going. Okay, now we see, huh? So we have these six ways to protect ourselves. So we're looking at our eyes, our ears, the six senses, and touch. So then these are our six boundaries, our six borders that we can utilize to protect ourselves.
So
Likewise, when we have surrounding a country, we'll have the army protecting, the army and the navy protecting the country. So we have our six senses which are acting, maybe the word we're looking for here is door, as the doorway to ourselves. So and through, for example, our eyes, we can see people that we are close to and welcome, and see people that we are perhaps less close to, and we maybe aren't so happy about seeing.
接着，第二个比喻通常就是三路独家的客人的南山，当然都，这些三路中肯马没有了，中肯南京啊，都三路哪里南山，第二三路就，但第，独家是留的，可是留的三路大些，第二个三路独家是了，是那南山的马，金马就是马家屋嘞。So
when you then take the illustration of when we see someone that we perhaps we don't feel so close to and we don't really want to see that day, then immediately a mind arises inside of us that's an unpleasant mind, a mind of rejection. And that's what we need to be aware of, and that's what we need to guard ourselves against, and that's what we need to try and prevent.
Oh, the Mijo is an inje, the whole year of what she would do something. Some look on what she's on. Nimi Tonche didn't go on what you are. Near some of the Yahoo the Jiam, the Supian Jordan, Mille Pando, Jacob, Mijo Yonchu, to a dinner engine, and this some look in it, some look in it, Jena, get you over us.
So, in the same way that the government helps people in need and poor people within the country, similarly, when we see someone that is clearly in need and we have the ability to help, then compassion arises within us, and the wish to help them, the wish to benefit them arises. And this is a good mind that we should try and develop and encourage.
In our normal
everyday life, we have many of these experiences and the resulting minds arising. We see someone that we like, or we see someone that's a friend, and a happy mind, a rejoicing mind, a mind that's pleased to see them comes. We see someone that we don't feel so close to, then all those good minds, the opposites tend to arise. Or someone that someone else may come and jealousy may arise for them, etc. So we have really a wide variety of different minds like this that can arise. So we need to look carefully at what are the amongst these minds, which are the good minds, the beneficial minds, and those such as, for example, when we see someone who's in need and we generate compassion and a wish to help them, then these are good minds, these are beneficial minds, minds which are principally aimed at helping others. Then these we should try and cultivate and strengthen. But the minds that turn away from others, or the minds which are harsher towards others, these we also need to be aware of, and we need to try and prevent their arisal.
So
we've spoken then about the eyes, so look at the ears. So maybe we all have the experience when you're listening to the news on the radio, and the news is often not so good, and we the mind can immediately become quite disturbed, and we can get quite annoyed and say, oh, this is really a bad situation, and this should be done, and that shouldn't be done, and these kind of very harsh and strong responses can very easily arise. And this kind of strong and harsh mind, this too is something that we should look to eliminating and not allow to arise.
那我们就那个了呀，然后你说各种这个了，那你那个龙伯格刚刚啊，那你那个你说过呀，当，那这个，这地方米水下下当，地方嘛，财务下的，你那是忙活起来了哇的，你那个了，那，还是年轻我那当呢，但是，龙山下下下当，这个下忙活米水的是苦活哇的，你那个就搞不了，也么子啊，再用呢，米田那是搞刚刚种的啊，还年轻，是没年纪上不大。
Is that maybe it's coming from my phone over there? Can I make up a
joke here? Thank you. Does it sound?
It's generic. So, when we get other circumstances when we're listening to the news and for maybe similar or different events, we could look at trying to generate a different response, a response of, so in these situations, how can I help? Is it possible for me to help? And Genla gave an illustration that's easy to understand. For example, if there's a large earthquake in the world and many people are suffering from that, usually we see something like that and naturally compassion for those people arises. And if we are able to help in some way, then that's fantastic, and we should do that. If we are unable to help, then that's okay too, but still to have this motivation of wanting to benefit others and wanting to try and be there for them and help them, this is very good.
So when
we hear news, like again staying with the example of an earthquake, when we hear news like that, almost naturally arises compassion and the altruistic mind arises within us. And with that kind of motivation, we should be aware of that emotion, motivation, and hold it in our minds. And with that in our mind, where we are able to, we should act and help others. And so again, they gave examples of some people are able to physically go to these disaster zones and help there. Others are able to send food or send money, food or clothing, Gina said. So if we are able to help in these ways, then this is really good. But when these minds of compassion and altruism arises, then these are minds that we should be aware of and try and cultivate further.
Mm-hmm.
这女女都是对头对头来说吧，但你过你做是过你一起做菜，但光从把人人弄嘛，这么弄嘛，就要了吧，当时。现在这么点了，点呢，像三把也不接，其他三把多接，你用过了吧？So again, it's going to cover the other senses somewhat more quickly than the two we've covered thus far. So when we are aware of a smell, then again, both types of minds can come, a mind of like and a mind of dislike, both can arise from this.
And in the Karim Gurusene, Benando, me, Nakazanandu, me, Gango, Josa, Rachidosma. Then you are the meeting, I was a war,
So yesterday we were in Melbourne and we went to a retirement home. So the retirement home really was really very lovely. The conditions there were really quite excellent. The people seemed to be getting being looked after very, very well. But when we arrived, there was a bit of an unpleasant smell. So if when that we became aware of that unpleasant smell, then, if we had immediately thought, oh, these people here can't be very good because they have this, they live in an environment with this bad smell, then that really would be a faulty way to think and to judge others.
So
what's a far better way to think is when we encounter such an unpleasant smell, to try and be aware that, oh, so these people, they are probably in a difficult situation. They may be not receiving the help that they should be. How can I maybe help them? Can I help provide cleaning material? Can I maybe help with cleaning myself? And if we think in this way, these are minds of compassion arising, as well as minds of altruism, a mind of particular of how can I help? How can I be of benefit?
Whereas,
if, for example, if we take the smell of flowers, this is something that we all like. When we smell nature, we smell flowers in particular. It's really quite beautiful and pleasing. But then, if we give rise to our minds, oh, this isn't important, if I just if they're flowers in nature, I just walk all over them and kill them, it doesn't matter, or if they freshly cut flowers, I just throw them in the bin, this really isn't, this kind of thinking really is not to be done. Rather, we should cultivate more positive minds than something like that. So what's much better is when we smell beautiful flowers and the nice countryside, is to rather generate a wish that can everyone enjoy this kind of peaceful and pleasant environment, and to generate that strong wish that really everyone in the country and everyone everywhere can live in this kind of nice environment that I'm finding myself in right now.
And 야후도 삼제 아니 제 니용으로 와다 베네 샤로이 나라 가리 나라 디 자네 신부도 삼제 디 야후도 삼 딜 조지 차 디니 공화지 조 야후도 디자 디 소주 제고 삼비게 디니게 삼로쇼로 와 디니게 삼로 공화디게나 바 지식교 말 와다
근데 담을 공
좋아 베네 냐로 사바네 냐 냐 냐로 사네 냐로 사디 사디 칼바 사디 심부라 송구하다 냐 심부도 삼 대야 안 심부도 삼제데 냐 쇠야다 냐 쇠구도 안 샤라 냐 쇠는 종구도 건도 뇨그레스 심부야라 삼제 데네 종외네 그 뜻 냐들이야 셈 셈쟁 냐기 세소로 뇨고로 와 네비 삼발리고라 니 삼로디 제어 말스
And then looking at a taste. So if someone eats, for example, fish and really enjoys the taste of fish, should they give rise to the mind of, oh, I want to eat more fish, and in fact, I'm going to catch more fish, and thinking along in this direction, this way of thinking just leads to the taking of life and the harming of others. And so this is the kind of thinking that we should try and guard ourselves against.
And then,
Whereas on the other hand, if we're eating nutritious and wholesome food, the benefit that we know we get, our body gets from that, if we generate the mind that I hope everyone can enjoy food that's tasty and delicious like this, but that's also nutritious and is beneficial, that is a good mind to generate, the mind that others can enjoy the same good things that we have as well.
Benda kalau simbol sihna di kira, benda kalau simbol sihna di kalau di simbol tu, dah cacing orang sahing, dah robot hasil juga benda, lewat dah cacing orang simbol tu orang sahing, kiri diri zaman dah sahing, nanya sahing sen, orang sahing, sian dah dikit dikit sampai benda, di samlo di marah je, di sam, di ni samlo di, kisah juga marah sen.
Whereas, for example, if we're eating delicious food and we have the thought, oh, I hope I eat this today, I get this not only today but tomorrow and the next day, and it's so nice, I'm really not going to share it with the rest of my family and anyone else around me. This is for me. This is really not the kind of thinking. This is this is not the way to think at all. But rather, if we have the motivation that, this delicious food that I'm experiencing, I want others to experience it, and not only that, but I'm going to share it with others around me, this is a far better motivation to have. So then on to the fifth one, so we can look at the body sensation or touch. So here if we wear clothes, again we can have either of the minds, the happy minds or the unhappy minds can arise depending on what clothing we're wearing. Depending on the kind of weather, we wear different clothes. So we'll wear clothes to protect us from the cold, or when it's hot, we'll wear a different kind of clothing. But if we have the kind of mind that says, oh, what I've got here and what I perhaps want to buy over there, this is the best and it's only for me, and the others, well, they can just make do with what they get, I want the best for myself,
this way of thinking is very wrong. Rather, we should hope that the others have the same kind of good conditions that we have. So rather we should see that in the same way that we want to wear warm clothes in the winter and we want to wear comfortable clothes in the summer, other people too, they also want to be cool in the summer and warm in the winter. So we should rather have the kind of thinking that says, the good conditions that I have and I enjoy, I really hope that everyone elsewhere can also have these too.
And then the Lugi de Tordirache, and then I do Yigi Samba, the Luda, Ombod, and the Nature made again, no social Chibu did it, Mixum Jesha, Kamban Altera Vine, that the Nigi Tony and the Shalia, Nevakia, the Nigi and the Shalia, Ben Nevaki, Toshi Daya, Chola Mi, Su Mitra, Lumbuchola Daya.
So we've spoken about the five physical senses, and so looking at now the mind. So we can be sitting in our home and thinking about others, or thinking about a situation in general, or thinking about others, and we can have quite harmful minds arising, and we could even be thinking about harm coming to others and hoping that it does.
So the
But rather than thinking in this way, we're all quite aware of the situation of other people, either around us or in other nations, where there's really quite a lot of difficulty. Some people have difficulty with food or with water. Certainly there's difficulty with war and violence in the world. So rather being aware of this, minds of compassion should be generated, thinking about the difficulties that they that these people really are experiencing right now.
So,
like we've seen with the sense powers, whatever arises in our mind, depending on what we see, we hear, we taste, we can try and develop our minds to be skillful, to develop positive minds, that whatever we have and experience and we enjoy and that benefits us and is pleasurable, that we hope and we try as far as we can that others can enjoy these as well. And likewise, when negative minds towards others arise, depending on who we see or what we hear or what we're just thinking about, then when these minds naturally arise, we see them for what they are, as harmful minds, and we do what we can to try and strengthen and lessen their strength and lessen their frequency. So on the one hand, these positive altruistic minds, we need to try and strengthen and increase their frequency, and their opposite minds, we need to try and distance ourselves and make and separate ourselves from them.
Mm-hmm.
So when whatever that one sees or one hears or tastes or just sitting in our rooms and we're thinking about, it's really important that we are aware, we are mindful of what our mental process is at that time, what we're thinking, how we're feeling, how we're relating to things and to people and to events, and to try and not just be mindful of that, but then to respond appropriately and develop and strengthen our positive and virtuous minds, and to try and weaken the opposite minds.
Chi samlo sambo ji yo ba yin za mi gidi na shi di ko ani mi mang ji yong gi shi de yang ya dun da ya ne ji shi na de ne she ya da de ne gi ji ta lam ga ne shi na du che ji gi mi di ye le ya an ngang ji gi ji ge cha sa lo gu gu ro gu yin za cha sang gi che song ji ji ani shi yue xiang da shi fu gu ro ba mi gidi na ji bi le ga dun da la mi pen be samlo mi shi di yang ya gi dun da la le ga le han mi de la ane shiwi senta pukyo rwa, shiwi senta.
Shiwi senta hao mo chung?
Shiwi senta sin dama chiko gyarum chile shiwi senta.
Na
manda jikuntu le shiwi senta pukyo rwa. Chasang, chasang ki di che wanza, kyonan di resin yapo resin pukyo rwa de.
So then when, whoever we, whatever situation we're in, whether it's a work situation or we're at home, whatever that situation is, we need to try and be aware of our mental process and what thoughts are arising in our mind, and try and develop the altruistic mind, and try and develop minds of peaceful minds and gentle minds and calm minds within us. And then further on that, to try and use methods to bring those minds and interact with others in that kind of way.
So
we should really be trying to develop these kinds of minds within us, these gentle, calm and loving minds towards others, because we can see in society people who don't have these minds, and they tend to be quite angry, that they harm others and act in non-beneficial ways. And so those kinds of people, we all know, we can see them quite clearly. So we really should be working to develop the opposite kinds of minds within ourselves. So we can certainly see around us that when countries go to war and there's violence between states and individuals, this doesn't lead to peace and peaceful situations and harmonious situations. Rather, what nations should be doing, and we could be should be doing on our own individual basis, is working together with others, building harmonious relationships, and working with others in a way that brings mutual benefit to everyone. This is the kind of society we should be working towards.
And
Because the kind of country that we would like to live in, or the kind of society we'd like to live in, is one where we have our leaders and our politicians motivated by a good motivation, knowing that everyone under their care wants happiness, and that it's, they have the responsibility to work to try and bring about this happy environment for everyone under their care. And if we were to live in that kind of society, we know that it would be harmonious, and we would be very happy like that.
Baba digi, then he to slay at work, China, and the Chipul New, and then Chiki, Sosugi, and Zalaya, Chino, and the consul, you may have a son, Yahoo Maris, Consul Chazan, and a Jew who were a Yahoo, or a Chazan, the consul Yang, Indi, Consul Yagana, Chichona, Yahoo Maris, and Pajogi, and the Sosugi Kimi Digine, and Odangi Zadalia, he led to Jada, Tamarajana, Koyan, Jew, and Maraka, or Maria, Yahoo Maris, and Dutch, Chazangi, and
And then on a smaller scale, we've looked at the international level, we looked at the national level, and now talking about within our own families. We all know that ourselves and our partners and our children, everyone wants to be happy and wants to be separated from all forms of suffering, no matter how slight. And these are our own individual responsibilities to bring about. So in the way that we communicate and relate to our partners and to our children, this is the kind of motivation that we should hold in mind, that our children want to be happy, our partners want to be happy, and the way that we communicate with them and relate with them, this it can lead to our us having a happy family, and this is something that we should strive to develop. So, Genra says, thank you for the opportunity. He's been able to speak a bit about, he's been able to speak today in brief about the importance of love and compassion and how to develop that. So he just wants to say thank you, everyone, for giving him that opportunity.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Oh.